Welcome everybody, Shir number 1114. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif Bemer Baran Zisa. Lila Nishmas Belima Basra Moshe Lufu Shalema Sarafega Basle Nechama. Getting back to our new malacha of Tzad trapping. Okay, we started to go through the introduction last year. I just want to go a little bit more into the introduction as to what the malacha of Tzad, Tzeda, trapping is all about. So just to read, usually we try and read from the Sefer Lamentes Malachis and a little bit possibly from the Sefer Shabbos Holman in reference to the introduction as to explaining to what a new malacha is all about. So he tells us on page 339, does the Sefer Shabbos Holman in the introduction to the malacha, Tzeda, which is trapping, right, is one of the 39 Ovos Malachis. He says all of which have their origin, obviously, the activities performed during the construction of the Mishkan. He continues to say, at that time, they trapped a multicolored animal known as the Tachash, right? Whose hide, we spoke about this from the Sefer Lamentes Malachas also, that this animal is extinct, whose hide they used to make leather for coverings of the Mishkan. They also trapped a sea creature called the chilazon, whose fluids were needed to produce the blue-green techeles dye used to color the coverings of the Mishkan. And we mentioned also that is a machlokes as to, you know, how that works today, or whatever the case is. Okay, we're going to leave that on the side right now. But just moving right along in our malacha of tzad, trapping, so fine, so we understand. So what exactly, as we know that every malacha has an exact definition as to what is the main issue, what is the real av malacha. And then obviously there's the tolda, which is also something very similar to the av, and it's also the rice. And then we have the rabbanans and so on. So he says like this on page 339, again, in the context of the Shabbos prohibition of trapping, it is defined, the malacha of trapping, the tzad, seda, is defined as capturing a living creature by confining it in such a way that it's easily brought into one's possession and control. Interesting way of bringing it down. Now, that's a little bit interesting. He brings that on the bottom, explaining it from these, Sefer Shalmanis and others, that to say it in such a way that it's easily brought into one's possession and control, because there's a couple of ways of looking at it. In other words, seida is the word, is the capturing actually brought into a confined area where it's a general, if you want to call it nitzoid meyalma, it's a general type of capturing. And then I could just take the animal when I need it. In other words, it's in my possession, you know, bottom line. Or does it have to be, you know, mamish confined to the point where it's trapped, as they say, right? Like you have a mouse trap. It's trapped and finished. It ain't going anywhere. It's not moving. Finished. That's the end of the story. And this would be applied to many examples. For example, you have a big, you have a big pond, or you have a river, or you have a big body of water, for example, fish swimming all around. Now somehow you confine the fish. I'm just giving a general example. Somehow you can find the fish to a very tiny little area where its mom is trapped. Now, do you have the fish in your hand? Do you have it? No, you don't really have it, but it's confined to I'm just giving an example, a 5 by 5 inch area. You know, that's not exactly the shear, whatever the case is, but it's confined to a very small area. Weird. So the question is, why is that called trap? Possibly because it's still swimming around. Yeah, but it's momish in a tight little area, where before it was in a big river, in a lake, in a whatever, a big body of water. So you could have another question like a deer. For example, I'm just, again, another interesting example. You have sometimes a deer, you know, you trap it somehow into a, the deer is wild in the wilderness, whatever. Now you trap it in a room. You could trap it in a room, right? So it could still get around. And then you could trap it in the closet, which is even tighter. So where do you draw the line? Which one is considered really trapping minatayra? Which one is considered trapping midrabanan? Are they both minatayra? Does it depend on the animal? We spoke about last time, possibly it could depend on the animal. Okay, so these are some of the various, concepts and categories of the malacha. He goes on to say, continuing, basically any action that causes a living creature to be closely confined. Basically, any action that causes a living creature to be closely confined violates the malacha of trapping. So lemaisa, it's some sort of confinement. That's what we're talking about. Some sort of confinement. It might be a little bit of a larger place, or maybe a smaller place. So he goes through some examples as we go down the line, getting close to the understanding what it's all about. He says that it's capturing an animal by hand. The person is prohibited to capture a living creature on Shabbos by seizing it in his hand, right? I take somehow the animal, an animal runs around, now I take it in my hand. Oh, you now did the action of trapping, and that's a real trapping. That's not nothing to do with capturing in a room. I took it in my hand. Now there's another type of trapping. He brings down setting a trap, right? Setting a trap. That would also be usur under the malacha of tzeda. We'll talk about how that works. He brings down just as another example. Under some circumstances, setting the trap will violate a usur with the isur midiraisa minatoira, namely where the animal walks into the trap as soon as the trap is placed. In other words, if I put down the trap, as I'm putting it down, boom, the animal walks in, locks in, captures the animal, that's a deraisa of trapping. If, however, some time elapses before the animal is captured, one has transgressed a rabbinic, will be also midrabanan, in that instance. Like if I put down a trap, 20 minutes later, an hour later, an animal jumps in, you got a drabanan of trapping. Again, we'll see how that works. I'm just giving some categories to whet the appetite, if you want to call it, from the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 341. He said like this, continuing, the Rabbanan enacted a decree because they were, in other words, that would be asim Rabbanan. There was such a decree because they were concerned that permitting this sort of trapping might lead to a person to violate setting a trap in a situation where the animal will be captured immediately. In other words, Chazal said, if we let you set a trap whereby, good, an hour later, something's going to run in, possibly, and get trapped, if they let you do that, you're going to might go ahead and somehow set some sort of a trap whereby, boom, as soon as the animal runs in, it shuts down and captures it, which would be asur min haTorah. He explains further, confining an animal to a room. There's another type of trapping. So those trappings that we spoke till now, you got it, finish. It's in my hand, it's in my trap, it's there, I got it, there's no getting out, it caught the animal, it's finished. But it's confined completely. Then you have a confined animal in a room, like he says, like we said before, one who closes the door to a room or an enclosure that contains an animal, thereby preventing the animal from leaving, has violated the malacha of trapping also, provided the enclosed enclosure is a small one, which we'll talk about what that's all about, right? So you have, let's say, a deer runs into a room, a wild deer from outside, I'm just, again, giving an example, a wild deer runs in, boom, you close the door, now you have a problem of tzeda, trapping. You now took him, even though you had nothing to do with it, I never touched the animal in my life, what's the problem? No, the animal ran into a room, you close the door, you're running into a problem. Now, we'll talk about if that's the rice or the rabbanon, how that works, even though you didn't capture it totally. All right, we'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Baruch Hu, Kol Tov.